from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Efforts continue to break the election deadlock in Trinidad and Tobago. Prison guards in Curaçao walk off the job. And lawyers for the Grenadian church minister found guilty of murder say they plan to appeal. I'm Bertram Niles, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In Trinidad and Tobago, as efforts continue to find a way out of Monday's election deadlock, civic organizations have been saying the matter should not be left up entirely to the political leaders. Since the United National Congress and the People's National Movement equally shared the 36 seats in the election, the country has been on an edge, waiting on the president and the leaders of the two parties to come up with a solution. Tony Fraser reports from Port of Spain on what advice is being given to them.
Former independent senator Professor Ken Ramjan has written to President Robinson suggesting that he force the political leaders into forming an interim administration. That body will govern for 2 years with his specific mandate to make a complete overhaul of the electoral system to ensure a credible result. Professor Ramjan says a date for fresh elections must be set to prevent politicians from going back on their word. Professor Ramjan says the administration should be headed by a rotating chairman. He says, too, a process for constitutional reform open to everyone must be set in train. And Professor Ramjan wants the agreements to be binding.